Sparrow Hospital special segment. Patrick Naud is a medical doctor with Sparrow Sports Orthopedic Sports Medicine. He's an expert, and we're going to talk about something I have a little knowledge about, shoulder injuries. Patrick, how are you?
Not bad. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being on the program. I tell you what, back in my lifeguard days when I was doing undergrad work, in the summers I worked as a lifeguard, and I had tendonitis in the shoulder, and I've never experienced as much pain as I did at that point in time, and it took time and rest and anti-inflammation medicine, but shoulders can really be challenging for us, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, most of the other joints that we deal with, whether it be the knee, the ankle, the hip, they're all kind of modified hinge joints. They move in a couple of planes and they allow us to do what we need to do. But the shoulder, that's the amazing joint in our body. It allows us to rotate 360 degrees, move in any direction, get where we need to be. And just the reason that exists, as such, requires quite a significant anatomic variation. And basically, you know, I sort of think about the shoulder joint as being the most amazing joint in the body. If you're familiar with golf in any way, I think of it as a ball on a tee, but turned about 90 degrees. And you can kind of figure if you turn the ball on a tee 90 degrees, that ball will fall straight out. In the shoulder, it's held together by a bunch of muscles that dynamically work to hold that shoulder in place. And that's why it's such an amazing joint. But it's also why people have the problems that they have when injuries occur.
A lot of overhead throwing athletes, you know, baseball, tennis players, suffer shoulder injuries. Why do these occur?
Well, similar to what you had talked about when you were a lifeguard back in the day, I mean, being a lifeguard, being an overhead throwing athlete, you're putting a lot of torque onto the shoulder. You're trying to bring the arm through a range of motion with a lot of force, and because of that, the muscles that are stabilizing that joint tend to fatigue significantly. If they fatigue, they're not holding that joint stable, and you kind of think about that ball flopping around in there a little bit. And when that happens, you start to have the pain, the problems, the inflammation about the shoulder. And so when you have these injuries in these high-level athletes or in these overhead-throwing athletes, first of all, the best thing to do is try to prevent them by keeping a strong program of rehab even before injury, keeping the stretching going, keeping the strengthening going. And we're not talking about doing bench press. We're talking about those isometric type of activities that people do and those muscles that people don't even know exist. But working in concert can hopefully prevent those injuries. But if they occur, it's a nice structured rehab program that's the most effective at controlling them.
And when we talk about strategies to prevent these types of injuries, what can we do?
Well, you know, a lot of attention has been paid towards pitchers, the ultimate kind of overhead throwing athlete, and they found things such as pitch counts. Though recently, I think there have been some people, high profile former athletes, that don't believe in this, but pitch counts, kind of rest, those sorts of things are pretty important. We found that those are avenues that have decreased the rate of these chronic injuries, decreased the dead arm syndrome per se. But the other thing is, you know, as I've said, before these injuries happen, you have to identify that they're possible and actually probable. And if you want to avoid them, you have to know what you need to strengthen, what you need to do in order to stretch and make those a daily part of your routine in order to try to prevent those things from happening.
Well, if you have to have surgery, what hole what role does rehab play in this?
Sure. Well, bottom line is, in the shoulder, there are very few things in the shoulder that absolutely require surgery. You know, I always tell my patients, most of the surgeries about the shoulder are surgeries of want, not surgeries of need, meaning if we want to try to make our shoulder better and we have a problem that I think is amenable to surgery, then that's really an option. But because the shoulder is so unique in the sense that it it is held together by those muscles. If those muscles can be trained to stabilize that shoulder again, we can avoid surgery. And you really only lost a little bit of time if that doesn't work out that way. So rehab, I think, is really the first and foremost option in shoulder injuries. Now, if rehab and strengthening is not getting you to where you want to be, well, then surgery certainly can play a role and does play a role to stabilize the pathologic area. And then really, after surgery, you know, I always tell patients, surgery is the easy part. That takes about an hour or 2 hours. It's really the rehab afterwards that's immense. And I'm sure anybody that knows about sports knows that when you have a shoulder injury in an athlete and that requires some sort of surgery, we generally talk about 4 to 8 months to return those athletes back to sport. We're not talking about 4 or 6 weeks here. So it's a major investment of time, energy, and rehab.
You know what's interesting about that too, doctors? I can remember when I was back in my high school days when I played football, I had lots of grinding and cracking, and then I had a challenge with it, as I mentioned to you, when I was a lifeguard. And once I started weight training, strengthening and training, I was able to strengthen that. And I guess I was surprised. I thought I was going to need surgery, and maybe all along I just needed to strengthen that area of my body.
Absolutely. You know, and I think in some ways, and I'm a surgeon, so granted, I do believe in the healing art of surgery, but at the same time, I think as a society, we're pretty set in on wanting a fix and wanting to understand that something can happen that way. I always tell my patients, if we rehab the shoulder and it doesn't get better, all we've lost is a little bit of time. And surgery is always an option. What you can't do is take back a surgery if you were to have a problem. So I'm certainly conservative in that manner. I think that the shoulder is an amazing thing, like I said, because the stability comes mainly from the musculature. If you can get that muscle strong, there's oftentimes ways to stabilize the shoulder without any surgery. If that doesn't work, you can certainly look into surgery, but you're absolutely right. If you put the time in and understand the concept and have a little bit of information on your side, oftentimes these things can be dealt with without surgery.
Meet the Expert is sponsored by Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow, Michigan's Athletic Club. And today on the Tony Conley Morning Show, we've been talking with Patrick Nowd, who's an MD, a Sparrow Orthopedic Sports Medicine expert. Patrick, thanks so much. You learned a lot today. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks very much, Tony.